This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A sudden change in who's testifying and who's not in today's House January 6th committee hearing. Former Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien will not testify as scheduled. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with what's going on here.
Bill Stepien was to be today's key witness as the panel looks more closely at how the Trump campaign shifted into stop the steal mode, focused on the then president's false voter fraud claims. But the panel says Stepien will not appear due to a family emergency. Instead, his lawyer will make a statement.
The AP's Jennifer King on who will testify today.
The select committee delves deeper into former President Trump's unsupported claims of mass voter fraud and his effort to overturn the election today. The committee will hear from a former Fox News political editor, Chris Steigerwalt, who stood by an election night decision to declare Biden had won Arizona. A second group of witnesses will be made up of election officials, investigators, and experts, including a former U.S. attorney who resigned after Trump pressured Georgia state officials to overturn his defeat. Committee members are saying they have uncovered enough evidence for the Justice Department to consider a criminal indictment against the former president. Jennifer King, Washington.
31 members of a white supremacist group arrested near an Idaho Pride event over the weekend are hearing the charges against them in court today. Police say they are charged with plotting a riot. What's in that gun safety deal that Senate negotiators have come up with? The AP's Ben Thomas has this.
It offers measured curbs on guns and bolstered efforts to improve school safety and mental health programs. In a statement, President Biden calls the framework important steps in the right direction.
You can blame high demand in part for those high gas prices, says the AAA. It's $5.01 a gallon this morning. Stocks are opening sharply lower on Wall Street as inflation worries mount. This is AP News. A country music star says he's fighting cancer.
I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few.
Toby Keith has stomach cancer. The musician announcing on Twitter yesterday that he has been undergoing treatment for the disease since last fall. Keith says in the past 6 months, he has undergone surgery for the stomach cancer, and it has been followed up with chemotherapy and radiation. The Oklahoma native who turns 61 next month says right now, so far so good, but he says he does need time now to breathe, recover, and relax. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
A stray bullet hit a pregnant woman inside her apartment in New Hampshire. She's in stable condition, and her unborn child appears to be unharmed, say police. Five people are under arrest. They'd barricaded themselves in another apartment, where the gun is believed to have been fired. The investigation's underway. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.